refined. Even unfriendly. There are a number of words associated with common. Vulgar. Do you need other words?
No, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, you might say that she isn't afraid now, but she... referring to something that once was.
She used to.
She used to.
She used to be afraid.
Okay. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and leaves the door. Okay. Very good. Very good. What does the word queer mean?
Queer?
Yeah.
It means unusual, odd, peculiar. Different from unusual, different from other people, and then in recent years it also means homosexual.
Okay, fine. If somebody was about to lose his temper, you might tell him, well, just don't lose your temper. Keep
calm.
Okay, would you say keep calm or stay calm?
Keep calm.
Okay.
Stay calm is used, but I'd say keep calm is more frequently used.
Okay.
Keep gives an idea of holding it.
Mm-hmm.
Holding back.
If somebody is sick, but they're on the way to getting well, you would say that this person will be up again by...
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Or next week, tomorrow, or soon.
Okay. I was looking for a by and by.
By and by is used as in a more vague sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
By and by is used something that's... you don't know when it will be.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's recuperating, you know it's going to be soon. By and by is far more vague than soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if somebody has a cold and they've lost their voice or their voice is infected, you'd say that they are...
A hoarse, you mean?
Mm-hmm. And if I had a cold, I might also have a little
cough.
Okay. That's the easiest way to get that. You might say that you were going to bed because you felt a little...
sleepy.
Okay. And you would say at 6 o'clock or whatever in the morning that you will...
awaken.
Okay. And if I had to get you up, I would say, you're still sleeping, so I had to go...
awaken you or wake you up.
Okay. Okay. What are the principal parts of the verb break? Excuse me, not break. Take.
Take?
Yes.
Took and taken.
Okay. Okay. If you can't hear anything, then you would say that you are
deaf.